Section 153. My God, thou whom I adore and worship, who art most powerful, I testify that no description by any created thing can ever reveal thee, and no praise which any being is able to utter can express thee. Neither the comprehension of anyone in the whole world, nor the intelligence of any of its peoples can, as it befitteth thee, gain admittance into the court of thy holiness, or unravel thy mystery. What sin hath kept the inmates of the city of thy names so far from thine all-glorious horizon, and deprived them of access to thy most great ocean? One single letter of thy book is the mother of all utterances, and a word therefrom the begetter of all creation. What ingratitude have thy servants shown forth, that thou hast withheld them, one and all, from recognizing thee? A drop out of the ocean of thy mercy sufficeth to quench the flames of hell, and a spark of the fire of thy love is enough to set ablaze a whole world. O thou who art the all-knowing, wayward though we be, we still cling to thy bounty, and though ignorant, we still set our faces toward the ocean of thy wisdom. Thou art the all-bountiful, who art not deterred by a multitude of sins from vouchsafing thy bounty, and the flow of whose gifts is not arrested by the withdrawal of the peoples of the world. From eternity, the door of thy grace hath remained wide open. A dewdrop out of the ocean of thy mercy is able to adorn all things with the ornament of sanctity, and a sprinkling of the waters of thy bounty can cause the entire creation to attain unto true wealth. Lift not the veil, O thou who art the concealer. From eternity the tokens of thy bounty have encompassed the universe, and the splendors of thy most great name have been shed over all created things. Deny not thy servants the wonders of thy grace. Cause them to be made aware of thee, that they may bear witness to thy unity, and enable them to recognize thee, that they may hasten towards thee. Thy mercy hath embraced the whole creation, and thy grace hath pervaded all things. From the billows of the ocean of thy generosity, the seas of eagerness and enthusiasm were revealed. Thou art what thou art. Aught except thee is unworthy of any mention, unless it entereth beneath thy shadow and gaineth admittance into thy court. Whatever betide us, we beseech thine ancient forgiveness and seek thine all-pervasive grace. Our hope is that thou wilt deny no one thy grace and wilt deprive no soul of the ornament of fairness and justice. Thou art the King of all bounty and the Lord of all favours and supreme over all who are in heaven and on earth.